Hello, I'm Tom Sanders with the BBC News. The man convicted of the bomb attack on the Boston Marathon has apologised to the victims. Jakar Zanaev, a 21-year-old ethnic Chechen, was speaking in court before he was formally sentenced to death. Gary O'Donoghue reports.
This is the first time Jakar Zanaev has said anything since the 2013 attack, and what he offered was an unalloyed apology. Throughout the trial, he said he'd learned the names, the faces, the ages of the victims of what he called an horrendous attack. He praised their patience and dignity and asked Allah to forgive him and his brother, Tamerlan. Zanaev is expected to appeal against his death sentence, which means he could stay on death row for years to come.
Late-night talks between the Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras and his country's international creditors have ended in Brussels, with sharp differences remaining over how to resolve the debt crisis. Earlier, Eurozone finance ministers cut short a meeting that had been meant to finalise a deal. It's thought the International Monetary Fund wants the Greek government, which proposed new austerity measures and tax rises on Monday, to go further. President Obama has raised ongoing US concerns over China's cyber activities with a visiting high-ranking delegation from Beijing. He called on China to lower tensions. After the talks, the US Secretary of State John Kerry said America had made its views very clear.
There was an honest discussion about, without accusations, without any finger-pointing, about the problem of cyber theft and whether or not it was sanctioned by government or whether it was hackers and individuals that the government has the ability to prosecute.
Washington has previously accused elements in the Chinese establishment of having an aggressive policy of hacking US government and commercial computer systems. Beijing repudiates the allegations. Buckingham Palace has insisted that Queen Elizabeth would never make a political point following comments she made at a state banquet in Berlin about Europe. The Queen told guests, "We know that division in Europe is dangerous and that we must guard against it in the West as well as in the East of our continent." Our correspondent Ben Wright is in Brussels.
Buckingham Palace officials denied that the Queen's warning about the dangers of a divided Europe was a reference to David Cameron's EU reforms or referendum. "This is not about the EU," one aide said. Later today, David Cameron takes his case for a reformed EU to Brussels. "It is a big moment." The Prime Minister has already sketched out his plans to European leaders, hearing where they agree and where they don't. In the evening, he will set out his proposals during dinner, and this summit is likely to give the green light to the first stage of the formal renegotiation.
World news from the BBC. The French Parliament has adopted a controversial surveillance law, despite an outcry over WikiLeaks revelations that the United States spied on the last three French presidents. The law will allow the French intelligence services to bug suspects' homes and put tracking beacons on their cars without judicial authorisation. It would also compel telecommunications firms to let the spy agencies record information about internet communications, but not the content of messages. NATO defence ministers have agreed to bolster the organisation's response to what the Secretary-General, Jens Stoltenberg, called aggressive actions by Russia. Jonathan Marcus reports from NATO headquarters in Brussels.
Faced with a resurgent Russian threat that especially alarms many of NATO's Central and Eastern European members, alliance defence ministers have added air, naval and special forces elements to the planned Rapid Reaction Force, bringing it up to an overall strength of some 40,000. Military planning is being overhauled, along with the way that NATO takes decisions. The hope is to provide a more immediate, appropriate and flexible response to any future crisis.
Human Rights Watch says it's seen evidence suggesting high-ranking army officers in Colombia knew about the murders of hundreds of civilians between 2002 and 2008. Most of the victims were poor farm workers who were killed and then falsely identified as left-wing rebels or paramilitaries killed in combat. Members of the army units involved earned promotions and decorations for their apparent success. Most of the soldiers convicted so far are of low rank. And the daughter of the late singer Whitney Houston has been moved to a hospice after months of treatment in hospital. Bobby Christina Brown, who's 22, was found unresponsive in a bathtub in her home in Atlanta in January. Whitney Houston was found in similar circumstances in 2012 and later died. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。